We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Brian, Edgar, and Chelsea hanging out with you right now. And Alexa in studio, ready to answer your questions in the only way that she knows how to answer them, in a sassy, mad attitude kind
straight
of
straight up sass.
Jeez.
What?
It sounds like one of those commercials like Monster Truck? Sunday.
Sass on a Wednesday.
Sounds like a wrestling guy.
I know. That too. I just got excited. It's been a while. We didn't have her on last week. Okay, here we go. This one is from Monica in Cerritos. And this is based on our topic yesterday where Piers Morgan said it was emasculating and unmanly for men to wear baby carriers in front of them when they carry their children.
A little chest harness, you know?
Yeah, Monica wanted to give a little background on her question. So Monica says, hey Alexa, what do you think about men wearing baby carriers?
Is it manly for men to wear baby carriers on their chests? Hell to the yes it is.
There we go.
There is nothing more manly than a dad taking care of a baby. Not only that, but it is hot too.
Preach.
Give me a minute to cool down my processor.
Yeah.
Not only is using a baby carrier hot, yes, but it is also practical. Have you ever tried to carry a child just using your arms for a long time? They start hurting and want to fall off.
True.
The worst is when you have a sleeping kid that you don't want to wake up in your arms and you have to see how much pain you can take before you set them down and risk waking them up.
It's got to be true, right? I always feel bad when I see like a parent carrying a sleeping child
because
you know that predicament. Especially like a dad at Disneyland or something where you can see the child's exhausted. They're doing no help on their own. They're not holding on. And you can see that look on their face like, just get them, please, into the car. Don't wake up.
The worst is like when your child is like super light. Like my daughter Ariella is super light. And then you get like a friend that has like a beast for a child. It's like, hey, you want to carry them real quick?
No.
And you're not used to that kind of weight. You feel like, oh, my back. Good Lord. And by the way, I wish I could be carried in a harness every once in a while, so I think that's manly as hell.
When I see kids doing that, because when I was younger, I was a little brat. I used to pretend to sleep, so my parents would carry. So my
dead
parents would carry me. So I was like, I'm on to that kid. They just don't want to walk at Disneyland.
Just flopping backwards.
Yeah.
Like, no one sleeps like that. What are you doing? This next question is from Lynette in Fontana.
Kentucky.
She says, hey, Alexa, how come I can never remember my email passwords?
Oh, so true.
You can't remember any of your passwords because of all of the stupid rules that companies make now when they make you set up a password.
Agreed.
It is so dumb. You need small letters, capital letters, numbers, special characters, and who the f*** knows what else. I think that the harder password to figure out is the simple one. Nobody would ever guess that your password is the number one. Not spelled out. Just the number.
Right?
Well, now it's even the thing, like, you will have your password, you'll type it in, and then they'll be like, click the squares that have a stop sign in them, or a crosswalk, and I'm like, what is this? I don't know.
I don't have time for this.
Like, seriously, that is my biggest pet peeve. I mean, I'm so over it.
Nothing makes you feel more stupid than when you can't answer your own security question.
Yes.
You're like, what was your who's your best friend growing up? I'm like, I don't even remember that.
I have one?
Yeah, and then you switch it over to just like the, they have the numbers that are all melty.
You're
like, oh. And you keep getting that wrong?
Yeah.
You're like, how am I dumber than these things that are trying to hack into my email? And also, why are you trying to hack into my email?
Yeah, maybe I am a robot.
Work email passwords are the worst. Those are the ones that you get the dumbest with, because every like so often they're like, yo, you need a new password.
Mm-hmm.
So you just keep adding numbers, like 2, 3, 4, 5 to it every single time.
Every time I log into the computers at the station, I have to change my password because I can't remember what my email password was. And you have to log into the, like to edit audio and things, you have to put that password in.
Right.
And I'll do it 3 times and they'll lock it. Then I have to walk down, talk to Wayne.
Talk to IT.
IT. And then he looks at me like, I'm a stupid idiot. How do you not remember your passwords? All right, last question. Sorry, I get very heated about this password thing. From Veronica in Baldwin Park. Hey, Alexa, what do you think of eating leftovers?
Eating leftovers is the best. It gives you an excuse to eat terrible, unhealthy dinner foods for breakfast judgment-free. People will judge the shit out of you if you eat a steak and spaghetti for breakfast. But if you tell them that they are leftovers, they will think that you are just doing the right things and not wasting food that you cooked. It is actually a genius excuse for eating anything that you want. Also, if you are really f***ing brave, You can blame finishing off a bottle of wine that you opened the night before for breakfast.
Wow.
I mean, you don't want to waste it, right?
True.
That's very true. Leftover season's coming up for many Latino households. I know mine as well. Thanksgiving, tamale season, man. We get tamales from now till the 2nd of January. And then it keeps going in February for Candelaria, so I'm down with that.
Feel free to bring those tamales on in here, because all I'm living on right now is hard-boiled eggs and protein shakes.
Stuff tastes better the next day, too, like pozole or things of that sort, man. Just tastes way better the next day, for sure.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.